Good morning. This is Barb Lamson, Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener. And with me this morning is my fellow Master Gardener,
Karen Wright.
Hey, Karen. You know, we are so excited. It's March. It's the month of being able to do so many things. And every day you go out and you look at the garden, the yard, and you hear the birds chirping, and you think, oh, gal, I got to do something today. I got to do something today. But you know what? March, well, it's a great month for things that are in the ground that are coming up. It's probably too wet in your garden to get in there and start moving soil around. What happens is you compact the soil, and those new little plants that are waiting to come up, they'll get trampled, and you'll lose out on them.
That's right, because soil compaction in years that are wet decreases the soil aeration, and that increases what's called denitrification, which is the loss or removal of nitrogen or nitrogen compounds that are essential for the plants. So that's really important not to compact your soil, because what happens also, you increase the risk of root diseases as well as adding stress to your plants, and ultimately leads to a loss in the garden. So I see so many people in the yard actually raking early in the season because it's warm out and they want to be outside, but those baby grasses haven't come up yet, and you're going to yank them out by the roots. And so that's another place to stay out of there.
Right. And you know what? There may be that you have these wonderful little creatures, insects that wintered over in your grasses. And when you get in with a rake and you start raking, you disturb, if you had bees that were making their home there or whatever insect it was. So just enjoy being outside and observing, and you can plan on paper what you want to do in the garden. Just don't take action now.
Now, if it's drier, that's a different story. When it's not as wet, that's okay to get out, and maybe you can clean up some of your flower beds and clear away some dead leaves off your hostas or whatever other winter debris that you may have left on the soil surfaces. And a lot of times you and I talk about, we kind of lean over from like the trail. I have paths and things, so if it's a little wet, I will stay off the garden part and just lean over and do that. So just be really careful, and you don't want to compact them.
You know, this idea of having a path going through the garden to different places, that is such a good idea. Bricks are wonderful.
Or little stepping stones are nice too. Now and then I'll put a strategically placed one so I can step from place to place and don't have to step on the soil.
Sure. You know, I remember when I first started buying bricks, I would buy 30 bricks at a time, and I would have them, put them in my trunk. And when I'd get home, I figured I can carry 30 bricks around out of this trunk and around to the places I want them in the yard, and I won't be tired. And so, you know, bricks are wonderful. They're good for me because I move plants around like other people move bricks around. And so I get the bricks, I make the path so that I can walk through because I don't want to be stepping on the soil. And then I decide, I was too generous with that. I'm going to make that path smaller so I can put in more plants.
Oh, yeah.
So I do that, but bricks are really great for me. Pick them up. I can carry four or five at a time.
I've gotten those concrete ones that are like the round ones, and so I'll put
those down. They're heavy.
Like they're stepping stones. Yeah, they are heavy, but you mentioned making the path smaller. The one thing I did be very cautious about doing was making sure my path was wide enough that I could get my wagon through, because that's how I haul things. So you got to make sure. I actually had to measure. My wagon was 30 inches, so my path is 31, because I wanted the most garden I could. But that is something to keep in mind.
Exactly.
Because that stuff, like you said, carrying rocks, bricks, even the plants are very heavy.
Yeah, that's true. But honestly, you know what? I think that's kind of good for me, because that's the only weightlifting that I do.
Right. I think that when I get back in the garden, at first I'll be a little sore, and then by the end of the summer, I've got muscles, and I go, look at me.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. As a matter of fact, my neighbor called me up, and she said, do you have to do all your work outside in one day?
Yes.
And I said, no, not really. But I said, it just felt so good to be out there doing it. And she said, well, take it easy. There's a lot of warm weather coming. You don't have to do all these big jobs in one day.
But you know what? When you're out there, like you said, it feels so good. I just want to keep going. And there's always more stuff the next day. So
yeah, I'm always amazed by what I find, too. Well, if you'd like more information about gardening, contact your Extension Service. This is Barb Lamson, along with
Karen Wright,
wishing you a happy spring.